From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is on an economic bus tour through America's heartland, looking to build support at a time when voters are weighed down by high unemployment and reports pointing to more trouble ahead for the economy. NPR's Scott Horsley says the president is trying to make headway in Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois.
At an outdoor town hall meeting in Cannon Falls, Minnesota, Mr. Obama said the U.S. remains the envy of the world, despite its lackluster economic record. He argues there's no shortage of steps the government could take to reduce the high unemployment rate, and he complained that partisan gridlock in Congress is keeping those ideas bottled up.
There is nothing wrong with America that can't be fixed. What's broken is our politics.
Mr. Obama repeated his call for an extension of the payroll tax cut, new trade agreements, and financing for public works projects. On Tuesday, he'll host a forum devoted to rural economic development in Iowa. Scott Horsley, NPR News, traveling with the president.
Still no major relief in sight for the housing market. If today's report is any indication, home builders remain pessimistic there will be a turnaround. The National Association of Home Builders says its index remained unchanged at 15 in August, but Chief Economist David Crow says some home builders are finding a couple of areas of opportunity.
A few builders are going into remodeling. That's one bright spot right now. And the multifamily sector, the apartment rental sector, is showing a little more light as we get more renters in the marketplace.
Well, any reading below 50 indicates negative sentiment, and it has not reached that level since April of 2006. Flags are flying at half-staff in Indiana for the five people killed and dozens more injured over the weekend when a stage collapsed at the Indiana State Fair. Today, the grounds turn into a memorial gathering attended by victims' families, politicians, and first responders. Sarah Whitmire reports from member station WFIU the death toll Saturday could have been higher if not for the many spectators who quickly pitched in to help.
It's being called a fluke, but a burst of wind that tore through a stage at the Indiana State Fair Saturday left behind a trail of devastation. As the stage crashed down, spectators waiting to see a concert by the country music duo Sugarland rushed to lift scaffolding off people and help those who were injured. Junie Bird's son Nathan was running the spotlight on the top of the stage. He died in the collapse.
Everybody loved Nathan. He was somebody that just wasn't a stranger to anybody. And he worked. He was a hard worker.
The fair was closed Sunday out of respect for the victims. But at today's ceremony, Governor Mitch Daniels said it was important for Hoosiers to get back to the business of living. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Whitmire in Bloomington, Indiana.
This is NPR News. Oil continues to spill into the North Sea off the coast of Scotland. NPR's Philip Reeves reports it's one of the largest spills in that area in the last decade.
Oil's leaking from a flow line to a platform operated by Shell UK, just over 100 miles east of the Scottish coast. Shell's not sure how much has been spilled since the leak began last Wednesday, but it estimates about 1,300 barrels. This is small when compared with the Gulf of Mexico disaster, but, say Shell and also Britain's Energy Department, substantial by the standards of operators in the North Sea. Shell expects the spilt oil to be broken up by wave action before hitting the shore, but environmental groups remain worried it'll harm wildlife at sea. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.
The Associated Press is reporting the theft of thousands of sacks of food aid intended for Somalia's famine victims. It says the UN's World Food Program is investigating how the food ended up being sold at markets in the same neighborhoods where people are dying of hunger. The AP reports that in one of the refugee camps, some families allege the food aid would be snatched from them once journalists took their pictures with it. The WFP says there's no way it can suspend its operation given the scale and intensity of the famine crisis. The UN says more than 3 million Somalis need food aid. Google is acquiring Motorola Mobility, giving the internet browsing giant direct control over the maker of many of its Android phones. The $12.5 billion deal is Google's biggest acquisition yet. Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up more than 200 points or nearly 2% at 11,483. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.